take your Bibles, turn to Hebrews chapter 3. Hebrews chapter 3. We're going to read one verse in Hebrews 3, or actually two. We're going to read all these verses in unison tonight, but we're going to skip around just a little bit. Okay, folks, I'm sorry, but I'm dying up here. I'm sweating to death. How many of you are more comfortable than you were before? How many of you are too cool? How many of you are too hot still?
No.
Brother Don, can you bump that about another degree? Three? I have to work with my secretary, not that many. Snot sickles don't work, all right? All right, Hebrews chapter 3, let's look at verse number 7. And we're going to read verse number 7 in unison together. Hebrews chapter 3, verse number 7. You ready? Let's read it together. Here we go. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today if you will hear his voice. Now look at verse number 15. Let's read it together in unison. Ready? While it is said, today if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as the provocation. And look at chapter 4, verse number 7. Proverbs chapter 4, verse number 7, and let's read that one together. Ready? Again, he limiteth a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. And let's pray. Father, I need you. Oh, in the next 33, 34 minutes, would you use the sermon tonight and the truth to help us? Lord, I pray that you just bless in a special way. Our church, use it. Lord, we're not looking for a number. We're looking to help as many people as we can help. It's a matter of furthering your kingdom. I pray that you would use this truth to change our lives, please, in Jesus' name. Amen. I have been around a lot of successful people in life. I've been around a lot of successful people in many different fields. I've been around some very successful people in business, billionaires, literally, many, many, many millionaires. I've been involved with people who are successful in the world of education, people with more degrees than most people have temperature. I've been around some very highly educated people, and I'm friends with them. I'm not, but they are highly educated. I've been around some people that are highly successful in the field of sports. I've met professional athletes. I've talked to them. I've talked to Nolan Ryan. I've talked to Tommy Lasorda. I've talked to Kenny Lofton. I've talked to other professional athletes and have spent a little bit of time with some of them. I have been around people in many different careers, and I've been around some of the most successful people that I would say spiritually. You name the big name preachers of the last 70 years or 50 years at least, and I probably have met them and spent some time with them. Lee Robertson, Lester Roloff, Tom Malone, Tom Wallace, Joe Boyd, Brother Hiles, and I could go down the list, Bruce Cummins, Harold Henniger, and I could just name many, 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 many more. I've been around some of the greatest church builders and some of the most unbelievable Christians that you have ever seen or met in the last 50 years. All successful people, no matter what field they succeed, have some very common factors. They really do. I think, personally, that the truth that I'll give you tonight probably will help you more in your Christian life. Also, it'll help you in your business. It'll help you where you work. It'll help you in your finances. It'll help you in any part of your life. This may be, I don't know if there's any one truth that's more important than success, but this may be the easiest one for us to all understand. And I know that it's the common throughout every field of success. Four times in less than two chapters, God says this word, today. Today. Verse number 7 of chapter 3, today, if you will hear his voice. Verse 15, today, if you will hear his voice. Chapter 4, verse number 7, In the saying of David, which is in Psalm 95, today, and a little bit later, today. Four times in just a little over a chapter, God uses that statement, today. You see, successful people talk about today, while most unsuccessful people, or shall I say, less successful people, talk about someday. Most people talk about what they will do. They're not talking about what they are doing. You look at somebody that talks about what they want to do someday and they're not doing anything now, you can just about bet they're not going to get it done. You have time to dream and think about what you're going to do. It means you're not doing what you're supposed to do right now. In other words, one of the greatest keys to success is today. I was in the car alone with Brother Hiles one day. We were going to O'Hare Field. And I said, "Preacher, how did you ever start setting goals to get to where we're at with the church here?" You have to understand, we ran on an average 24, 25,000 people on a Sunday morning. We'd run 7, 8,000 on Sunday night. We'd run 6,000, 7,000 on a Wednesday night. We had big days on the property of over 40 and 45,000 people on big days. Five times we did more, had more people saved and baptized than Acts chapter 2. One Sunday we had 5,595 people baptized in one day. That's almost triple Pentecost. You wonder why I'm driven like I am. I haven't slept in all these years. No. And I said, "When did you start setting goals?" He said, "Are you crazy?" I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Never did." He said, "I'm not a big goal setter." He said, "I found this out. You set a goal, you're probably not going to reach it." He said, "My goal became, I'm just going to do a little more next time than I did this time." He said, "Who could have envisioned what we have today, Craig?" He said, "I can." He said, "Yeah, because I already did it." He said, "But it hadn't been done before." He said, "Most successful people really don't envision huge goals. They just want to beat what they just did." I thought, wow, that's a pretty powerful statement. He said, "So each big day, we just asked for a little more than we had the last big day." He said, "Our big days just kept getting bigger." He said, "Every time we surpassed it, we had to bump the number a little bit more." He said, "I really don't have big, long-range goals." He said, "I just want to do more today than I did yesterday." I said, "What about tomorrow?" He said, "I'll worry about tomorrow after I get through today." Boy, what a lesson I learned that day. You see, let me say it this way. I'm for vision. I'm foreseeing what could be. But if all you do is look at what could be and don't work today, what good is your vision? There are people that have great vision, don't accomplish anything because they don't work while they look ahead. Success knows that today is the most important day. The most important sermon I'll preach is this one. Not next week. Oh, I have it. Brother Mike, most important Sunday school lesson was the one you taught today. Now, tomorrow, it'll be next Sunday's. Because we're not guaranteed another day.
You're right.
Don't get me wrong. Success has a well-defined plan. It has a long-range plan. Success has constant vision. But success knows that the only day that is important is the only day they can get anything done, and that is the day today. Say, "How do I get out of debt?" Don't go farther in debt today. "How do I become more successful financially?" Spend less today than you made today. There's only two ways to get out of debt. Increase your income or decrease your outgo. But if you can work them both together, you can get out faster. See, yesterday is gone. It's spent. Nothing can bring back yesterday. Nothing. You know, time is the only thing. Once it's spent, you can never get it back. Time is probably the most valuable commodity in life. Absolutely. So how you spend your time is determined how you spent your life. For instance, I was taught, and if this is you, I have nobody in mind, so don't. And I know you were at work and you came late, so this is not directed at Debbie, all right? That one, but not that one. But I was taught, if you're late, if you're 5 minutes late to a meeting, okay. But I was trained, if there's 50 people in that meeting, you weren't 5 minutes late, you were 250 minutes late. Because you wasted 5 minutes of every person's time that was in that room. You wasted 5 minutes of life of every person that was affected by that. And that's how I live my life. I see the bigness of it today. Everybody doing okay? All right, now hang in there. Tomorrow's not here. And we're not guaranteed to make tomorrow. So today is the most important day. Therefore, today is the only day you have, so let's make the most of it. Living and being a successful Christian life is the same way. Well, I didn't do so well yesterday, okay? But what are you doing today? Well, I didn't read my Bible like I should have yesterday, okay? What about today? What about today? Well, I didn't do it at this time. Well, we still have 5 hours and 22 minutes left in the day. What are you going to do with it? You see, the Christian life, today is the most important day. Too many of us live in regret of the past that we don't live today. Oh, I can't do that. I did this in my past. So, live today. Past is past. Well, someday, I'm gonna do... No, live today. What are you gonna do today in your Christian life? You see, Christians stumble and give up their whole future because of one mistake. I've watched young Christians grow and they'll stumble, they'll make a mistake, then they jump out of church. Well, I made a mistake. I can't go back there. I'd be too embarrassed. Why? We're all just a bunch of sinners.
You're right.
We're all sinners saved by grace. Amen. Guess what? We all still sin too. Just because somebody saw you sin doesn't matter. You're going to see somebody else sin. And if you didn't, you're going to know they did anyway. Everybody doing all right?
Amen.
I'm about to have fun. Hang on here. You see, how about we learn to live our Christian lives today? Let me say right here that no one has continual success with no bumps along the way.
Yes, sir.
I don't care what field you go into, sports, finances, education, any career, any field you go into, nobody starts here, ends up here, and didn't fall back along the way.
Amen.
Not one person. You go to any multimillionaire, I'll guarantee 999 times out of 1,000, they claim bankruptcy once in the process. Most of the time. You get into the high-level business end, you see a lot of it. That doesn't mean it was all success all the way. Failure is part of success. Boy, that's a good statement. Success learns how to keep going where most people stop. I heard Brother Hiles say this hundreds of times. Difference between Lee Robertson and the country preacher is where the country preacher quit, Lee Robertson kept going. Ooh. When they gave up, he kept going. See, most people stop when they face obstacles. No, you keep going. You say, well, I might make a mistake. Make your mistake, learn from it, and go on.
Amen.
See, the typical person may hit a bump, but they spend the rest of their life focused on the bump rather than succeeding after the bump. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand, but I wonder how many of you have bumped your car somewhere.
Oh,
Not mung. I didn't say how many cars. She and Brother Lopez are in a competition here. And I'm not sure who's winning right now. I think Brother Joe's got her edged out, but let's stop the competition, all right? Can I tell you what? If you're not careful, you'll focus on that one bump so long, you'll never drive again. Best thing to do after you have an accident is get back behind the wheel and do it again. Amen. Not have an accident, but drive. You know, if you only listened to the right things I said, not my mistakes as well, we'd be in good shape, you know what? Today. Yeah, you only obey what you want to obey. Now, yeah, but the typical person hits a bump in life and they focus on the bump and miss the rest of their life. Typical Christian will grow so far, hit a bump in the road, and then they complain about the bump in the road the rest of their Christian life and don't do anything. Let me give you a few thoughts here. Number one, success does not mean you are mistake or failure free. Success does not mean you're mistake or failure free. No one succeeds without mistakes and failures. Nobody. In any field. How many of you electricians have ever gotten shocked? Yeah, buddy. How many of you mechanics have ever done something you shouldn't have done and it didn't work out? Welded the wrong part in the wrong place. Blew up your wife with the... anyway. with the torch, with the forge. Now, wait a minute. Failure is only failure if you go back and make the same mistake again and don't get back up from it. Failure is only failure when you stay down. Did you know that the best hitters in baseball miss 7 out of 10 times? That's the best ones. Best batters, if you have a 300 batting average, you are in the top 1%. If you have anything over 300, you are in the elite status. Most hitters in baseball are between 180 and 240, 250. That means they'll hit the ball 18 times out of 100 plate appearances, maybe 20. If you can hit the ball 30 out of 100 appearances, you're in elite status. You're a hero in everybody's mind, and you fail 7 out of 10 times. Everybody doing okay? You see, you will fail on days as a Christian. Noah failed. Noah got drunk. That's because he had a 120-year-long building program. I understand that right now, let me tell you. You know, Abraham blew it as a Christian. He took his took his wife's handmaid and had a baby with him, and we have the problem with the Muslim race today because of it. He disobeyed God, got ahead of God. Yes, the phone's ringing, but don't worry about it, we're not answering it. They can deliver the pizza somewhere else. Did you know that Joseph made some mistakes? He should have never been in the house alone with Potiphar's wife. And it wasn't just one time. You look at it, he worked there with her often by himself. Not a good move. Esther. We praise Esther the queen. Esther should have never been in a beauty contest and married an unsaved man. Everybody doing okay? How about King David? Should we go through a list? Committed adultery, had Bathsheba's husband killed, and I could go down the line even farther with that. How about Moses? Moses disobeyed God. Moses killed a man. Then, later, Moses got so angry that instead of speaking to the rock, he hit it. Had a bad temper. Moses, the meek man, yeah, he lost his temper. How about the disciples? They all quit the ministry. They believed in ghosts several times. How about the Apostle Paul? The Apostle Paul took a foolish Gentile vow. or Jewish vow, sorry, took a foolish Jewish vow when God told him not to. Did you know they all made mistakes, and yet everybody in this room would pick those people up and say, look how wonderful and how great they are? Can I tell you something? Everybody makes mistakes. We should never judge or label anyone for a bad day or a bad series of days. Let me say that again. We should never judge anybody for a bad day or a bad series of days. You will hear me say this frequently as long as you're in my church. Even my enemies aren't bad people. They're broken people. Just because they don't like me doesn't mean they're all bad. That's not easy to live, just so you know. You see, I know some of my enemies are good people, but they've gotten around the wrong people who have influenced them, and they're now being evil based on their association, but I don't believe they're evil because they're bad. I think they're evil because they're not strong enough to get away from the wrong crowd. You see, we want everyone else to look past our bad. How come you won't look past somebody else's? You get mad when somebody sticks their nose up at you at the store, but what do you do? How many people will you avoid at the store if you see them? Everybody doing all right? Somebody say amen. So, success doesn't mean mistake or failure free. Did you know, folks, you're going to make mistakes in life? You're going to make mistakes at work. You're going to, and just because you make a mistake doesn't mean you're a failure. Some mistakes cost more than others. That's okay, Brother Joe. Just let it be. It's not going to bother me. Can I tell you something? I was reading a story. It was out of Colonel Donathorne, the West Point Way of Leadership. One of the West Point grads went into business, and he made a $5.5 million mistake for a business. He walked into the CEO's office with his resignation, and he said, "Sir, I owe you this," and handed him his resignation. The CEO of the company said, "Sir," he said, "what is this?" He said, "It's my resignation." He said, "What are you quitting for?" He said, "I just cost the company $5.5 million. He said, "You're looking at it the wrong way." He said, "I just invested $5.5 million in education. Amen. Now go back and fix it."
Amen.
Yeah, that was an expensive lesson. By the way, over the next 5 years, he earned that boss back over $55 million. He took it and ran with it and earned back 10 times as much as he lost. Amen. Guess what? He learned from it. Yes. Did he make a mistake? Yes, he did, but he didn't. It wasn't considered failure. I've got to hurry. Number two, today is the only day that you know you have. Make the most of it. Four times God says in just that little period longer than a chapter, about a chapter and seven verses, today. Today. Let me ask you a question. What'd you get done today? Have you made the most of today? Did you walk with God today? Did you read your Bible today? Did you pray today? Did you tell someone about Jesus today? It's not a matter of, well, I'll get to it someday. Did you know someday never shows up?
That's right.
Do you know someday we'll never get here? And you say, well, I did it yesterday. Good. What about today? Can't live on yesterday. Got to live today. Turn in Matthew chapter 21. We're going to use our Bibles, so hang in there. I'm going to show you several things about what God says about today. Matthew chapter 21. Some of you aren't going to like this one. Matthew chapter 21, verse 28. Don't worry, I will. Don't preach it because you like it. Preach it because you need it. Matthew 21, look at verse 28. But what think ye? A certain man had two sons. And is that the right verse? 28. Yes. He said, a certain man had two sons and came to the first and said, son, go work today in my vineyard. Can I tell you something? God wants you to go to work today.
Amen.
When you're supposed to go to work, go to work.
Amen.
say, preacher, how can I move up on my job? Go to work every day. Show up on time. Go to work today. You don't get up and say, well, I'm tired. I'm not sure I want to go to work today. Tired people run the world. I'm just not feeling the best. Oh, God bless you. Let me come burp you. Did you know there's many a days you don't feel good, but you got to keep going?
Amen.
Everybody doing all right?
Right.
Do your work while you're at work.
Amen.
Yeah, it's amazing. Most bosses will tell you if they can get 5 to 6 hours of work out of an 8-hour shift, they're doing pretty good. How miserable that is. How miserable. I watch people work hard at not working while they're at work. Amazes me. Can I tell you something? Go to work and work hard. Please don't take this as lifting me up, but here in a few weeks, we'll have one of my bosses, when I was in Bible college, come. He's invested $165,000 in our building program. I haven't seen him but once in the last 30 years. Can I tell you why? Because when I went to work, I showed up on time, and I worked hard while I was there. I gave him 8 hours work for 8 hours pay, and sometimes worked a little longer. I'd clock in 15 minutes early and start work. I'd clock out 10 minutes late, and I still only got paid for 8 hours. Didn't matter. I'd go clock out sometimes and keep working just to get parts done. Say why? Because I believed in showing up and working hard. You have your dad follow you around and meet your bosses and say, if he doesn't work, fire him. Mine did. I've heard my dad say that to more than one boss. That keeps you motivated to show up to work. You say, your dad wouldn't have done that. Look at him. Trust me, he did. My first job, he showed up, looked at my boss. He said, is he working? He said, oh, yeah. He said, good, if he doesn't, fire him. I'm thinking, what are you doing, Dad? He committed me, amen? You know, by the way, do your job the way the boss wants, not the way you want. It's not your work, it's their work.
Good point.
Some of you think your job's the most important job in all the world, but it's not yours. If it's not your business, you're not the boss. Sorry. Say, well, it's wrong. I could do it better. Then do it the boss's way. Go to your boss and say you think you got a better way. Probably 99 times out of 100, he's already made that mistake and you haven't. Everybody doing all right?
Amen.
Boy, that's good stuff. Show up to work. Work while you're at work and work hard. Show up on time. My daughter started a second job. She's working at Cracker Barrel as a part-time job right now, along with her full-time job, along with student teaching. Yesterday was her first full day of working. Training's over, and she was working yesterday for the first day. She made $100 in tips, and before her shift was over, they gave her her first star. And her boss said, you're the person that's earned their first star faster than anybody else. You may have set a new company record. Your first day, you got your first star. Can I tell you why? She showed up on time, did her work, and she did more work in training than anybody had done, so she somehow earned her star through her training. Say, how's that work? She shows up and works. Turn to James chapter 4. Smile. I love you. James chapter 4, verse number 13. Oh, yeah. It's okay. I love you anyway. James chapter 4. Look at verse number 13. Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It's even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Live today as it is the only day you have guaranteed.
Yes, sir.
God says there are people that will say, well, we're going to go do this tomorrow. And we're going to plan for the next year or so. And God says, what good is that if you're not living today?
Amen.
You see, it's not wrong to plan ahead, but if you're planning ahead and not living today, quit planning and start living. No one says you fail if you do not do all you planned. Did you know if we don't reach all the goals I have, nobody failed? Everybody doing okay? Oh, I have vision. I see things you haven't even thought about paying for yet. Brother Fugit and I walked the property the other day, and he said, "Brother Bush, what do you see?" I said, "Well, building two goes right there, and I've got plans for this, and I've got plans for that." And he said, "Well, if you did that, what would you do?" And I showed him he said, "I love your vision." He said, "How much of this have you shared with your people?" I said, "Not much." There's a lot of things you think you know that you don't know. He said, "Why don't you do that?" And I said, "Don't want to overwhelm them. We got to fill up what we got first. Then we'll go to step two." I said, "They know about phase two. Phase three, phase four, phase five, they don't know about yet." I said, "My wife doesn't even know some of these things." He said, "Good plan." He said, "Stay ahead of them, but work what you got." I said, "Yes, sir." You know, if you don't accomplish everything you planned, it doesn't make you a failure. It's just a plan. Please don't take this the wrong way. It's been 23, 24 years since I ever got everything done in one day that should get done. I got to be so busy that there's no way to get it all done. None. If I don't have more to get done than I can get done, I'm not real busy. And believe me, I got plenty to get done. I don't worry about what's undone. I just get done today what I can get done today. Preacher, how do you get so much done? I live today. You see, love people in your house today. There's no guarantee you have them tomorrow. Love your family today. There's no guarantee you'll have them tomorrow. Love your kids. Love your parents, because there's no guarantee you'll have them tomorrow. Folks, you better learn how to love people, because that quick, they can be gone.
Right.
One phone call and it's all over. One fall at work. One heart trouble. That quick, they're gone. There's no getting it back. You've not seen what I've seen. I've been to the funeral homes where a teenager or a young adult will get on top of a corpse saying, "Oh, please, oh, God, bring them back for one more time." Doesn't work that way. Doesn't work that way. I've seen moms have to be carried out of a service for their own child who died tragically. Yeah. Why? Because they didn't live today. They didn't live today. Better learn how to love today. Better learn how to love everybody in your house. They ought to hear those words. "I love you every day of your life." My wife, my children, my parents don't go a day without me saying that. I don't know the last time I saw my dad or talked to my dad where I did not say, "I love you." I grew up, my dad didn't leave the room where my mother was without saying, "I love you." Could be why they've been married since Noah got off the ark. Felt like it. Yeah, he helped build it. Yeah. So next, Luke chapter 13. Luke chapter 13, this will be one of the last things I give you on this point. I got to hurry. Luke chapter 13, look at verse number 32. Luke 13, verse number 32. "And he said unto them, Go ye and tell that fox, Behold, I cast out devils, and I do cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I shall be perfected. Nevertheless, I must walk today and tomorrow and the day following, for it cannot be that a prophet perish without Jerusalem." Can I tell you something? This is talking about your health. Make the best of your health today. God's talking here about our health. Can I tell you something? How do you live healthy? Live healthy today. Now, folks, healthy people die too. You can drink swamp water and eat like a rabbit and all that kind of stuff all you want. I'm not drinking swamp water. You can drink barley green and look like it came out of a diaper all you want. I'm not doing it. But you don't have to be foolish either. Eating like you're going to have a heart attack tomorrow is not wise. eaten so much that, you know, when you step on the scale, it says one at a time is not good. Sorry, it was there. If you get on and it says tilt, you got too much, amen? You know, you only have one body and it will fail someday. I think you ought to live as healthy as you possibly can today. You can't worry about tomorrow, but you can eat right today. The word walk means health. You know, we ought to walk a lot more than we do today. Walking is the best exercise anybody could do. Now, some people jog. Amen, Mrs. Barnes, you can have it. Never saw a healthy jogger. You know, if it looks that bad and you feel that bad, why do you do it? It doesn't make sense. All right? Now, may I say this? Be careful what you eat. If you have problems with sugar, diabetes, or lean in that direction, you don't understand what it's going to do to your internal organs. You don't understand what it does to your mind. Be careful. Stay active. Do a lot of walking. You say, I do. I walk to the table and back. That's what I'm talking about. I walk to the car to go to the restaurant. Can I tell you something? That's not walking. Can I tell you something? Be cautious as you drive. Be careful. You know, driving involves your health and involves our health. Be careful. You know, too many people take chances when they're driving. Too many people drive way too fast.
Amen,
preacher. Yeah, you can't say with a straight face. Scott, I've watched you fly into the parking lot. I know better.
Drive it like you stole it.
Yeah. No, drive it like you're not being chased by the police. Can I tell you something? Don't take chances. Did you know you don't have to be the first one through the intersection?
Yes.
You'll live with less high blood pressure. I'm one of those people, I'll direct traffic while I'm sitting there. Go ahead. You have the heart attack, I'm not. You know, 7 seconds is not going to destroy my day. Yeah. It just isn't going to. I've learned enough in life and I've driven far enough, that doesn't bother me anymore. Go ahead. I can wave with all my hands and all my fingers. It's all right. I don't stress over it. I really don't. Yeah. Be careful with your heart. Make yourself healthy. Get regular checkups, even you men. Even us men. All right? And by the way, I have. I had one about a year and a half ago. Now, I don't go every year, but about every other year or so, I'll go get a checkup.
It's okay.
No, it's fine. But I'm not afraid of it. You say, why? Because I plan on working hard as long as I can. I'd like to stay as healthy as I can and pastor this church as long as I can before Jesus comes. I'd rather go by the Undertaker rather than the Undertaker.
Amen.
I don't want somebody else dressing me. I just don't have that desire. I want the casket closed. Oh, he looks so natural. I didn't look that bad living, trust me. Mm-mm. I don't care what anybody says. If you're dead, you don't look like you used to look.
Such a nice conference
room. Yeah. By the way, the more often you get checkups, the more chance you have of catching something before it is a problem. I got to hurry. Next. The Bible says today is the day of salvation.
Yes,
2 Corinthians chapter 6, look at verse number 2. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse number 2. Notice I've used God's words, not mine, most of the time. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse number 2. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I secured thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Can I tell you something? If you're lost and you're not sure you're going your way to heaven, today's the day to get saved.
Amen.
You're not guaranteed tomorrow.
Right.
Can I tell you something? Those of you that are saved, there are people that are going to die and go to hell today. And they need to hear the gospel today. Everybody doing all right? I'm talking about the girl at Walgreens or when you go to Dairy Queen tonight for your heart-healthy meal. Yeah. Ice cream salad. yeah. Can I tell you something? People are, yeah, barley green ice cream. Yuck. Can I tell you something? We ought to live as though today's the last chance we have of telling somebody about heaven. We ought not be intimidated to tell folks about Christ. I am not the most bold person in the world. I'll promise you. By nature, I hate it. I'm one of those people, my wife will tell you, I could be a hermit real fast. Get me a place on the backside of the mountain with nobody but my wife and I'd be happy the rest of forever. I could do that. I really could. You say, why? Because I'm not bold by nature, but people are dying and going to hell, and if they're going to die and go to hell, they need the gospel. Let's get it to them.
Yes, sir.
We won't take time to turn there, but Luke 23:43 talks about that we are to get the gospel out today. You see, it's time to win souls today. You say, well, I used to. How about today? Well, I did it 25 years ago. How about today? Did you tell somebody today? Are we doing all right? Well, I'll do it tomorrow. How about today? And then when tomorrow gets here, tomorrow is today. And do it again today. I finish. The secret to success, then, is do what you can today. Plan for tomorrow. Learn from yesterday. But success is only gotten today. You'll only succeed if you do well today. If you'll get that, you've learned an awful lot to help you in life. Young people, you want to know how to get good grades? Do your best today. Study today. Do your work today. Men, you want to do well at work and move up at work? Go to work. Show up on time. Do your work today. Get everything you can. Ladies, you want to keep your house clean? Clean it today. Clean part of it today. You want to successfully rear your kids? Rear them today. Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about the next one. Just do today. Doesn't matter what area of life you're in, success is found today. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Who'd say, preacher, if I die today, I am 100% sure. I know for sure I'm going to heaven when I die. Would you raise your hand? God bless you. You can put them down. Who'd say, preacher? Don't know, but I'd like to. Won't call you out. Won't embarrass you. Say, preacher, that's me. I don't know for sure, but someday I'd like to know. Would you raise your hand? All right. Who'd say, preacher, somewhere in that sermon, something I needed. Would you raise your hand? Oh, my soul. Many, 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 many hands. Almost every hand. You may put them down.